WO Mobile.
Skyhurry. This is KG4ZGS, also mobile.
4VWO. I just drove into a hole. I did not catch your call sign. Can you repeat that?
Thing. I'm driving out of a hole as we speak, so if my signal's choppy, hopefully it'll get better in the next second or two. But call sign here is KG4ZGS. That's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra, and my name's Chris, and I'm in Campobello. I think I got you as KO4VWO. Is that correct?
This is Kilo Oscar 4. Victor Whiskey Oscar, and I am Hunter out of Clemson.
Hunter, how's it going, bud?
About to go get me some dinner, so I thought I'd hop on the radio and see if I could get a few people talking on here.
Hunter, one of my other repeaters started chiming in and took over my radio, so I had to switch bands and change channels and then switch back. So right on, man. My son and I are on our way home from the grocery store, so I'm just talking to folks like you. I'm not sure what that was. Might be some interference, or maybe you were trying to get in there. I'm not sure, but it sounded like somebody keyed up like 10 times in a row with a bunch of kerchunks there. So you're still out there, Hunter, KO4VWO. This is KG4ZGS. I'm still riding.
Still here. I heard that, too. It was like someone just kept on clicking the push-to-talk button but wasn't talking.
Yeah, someone, it could be intentional. Somebody could be just messing around, or somebody could be sitting on their microphone, like in their car or something like that. So, who knows, dude?
In that a couple of times before, not that many times, because I don't have a spot to hook my thing up, and so I end up just setting it in the cup holder, and it gets bumped, and then I hear it go off, and I'm like, oh well. I hope no one didn't hear my music in the background.
Sometimes I'll be on a channel, like I'll be keyed up like right now, and then my other radio will start blasting something really loud, like some Morse code or somebody calling in to some other repeater, and then I'm cross-transmitting frequencies, and I'm like, oh no, and I'll unkey really quick.
I hate when that happens, especially like. So I hear the Morse code all the time on this, and it's like really random. Do you know what that is?
The repeater ID. It's automatic, and sometimes it'll happen, like, if the repeater hasn't been keyed up in a while, like as soon as you key it up, the repeater will identify itself with Morse code, and then sometimes it's just on a timer, and it just does it, you know, periodically.
As I, like, I'll go to key up to, like, say my call sign and that I'm mobile, and, like, I'll unkey up, and just Morse code starts going, so I don't know, like, if it went through or if the Morse code, like, started talking over me.
Sometimes you can trigger it just by working the repeater, and if the Morse code is going on the repeater, you can usually key over it, and sometimes people do. I usually wait to allow it to do its thing before I key back up. But if you keyed over it and started talking, people would be able to hear you. It might be lost in the repeater Morse code noise.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, no worries. Hunter, my son and I are back home, and I'm going to have to get him out of his car seat and unload some groceries, so glad to have made the contact with you. I'll write it down in my little notebook. KO4VWO, and you're in Clemson, and my name is Chris, and my call sign is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra, and I hope you have a safe drive to wherever you're going, but I'll say 73s and be clear on your final.
Rest your evening, and hope you all cook a good dinner. This is KO4VWO 73.